DLGaming.net presents the Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic. Flopsy.
I think that what we need to take out of that is that you're a weird dude.
Your host, Robert Digital.
I think this is a worse idea than Evolve 2.
And
Smoochie.
How you doing?
I'm doing very sober.
Okay, cool.
Now, turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. I'm Bobby.
This is Chad.
This is Chi.
This is Africa Boombastic. He said we have to use our names.
So yeah, that's true. Right. You don't have to use your name.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. So a few announcements before we get started here. More Patreons. Every single week we're getting some.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
Boom, pow. Thanks, yeah. Justin and Todd. You know who you are. And keep it up, everybody. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Yeah. In case you don't know what we're buying with all this money, we're trying
to get put it on the Patreon.
We're trying to get a studio. We're trying to rent some space once a week, you know, something like that.
Yeah, and I've also considered maybe doing a biweekly newsletter to a lot of the Patreons. I used to do that to give out some of the games that I had, like some of the nicer games, but just to kind of keep you guys informed with what's going on with us, some of the behind the scenes stuff. I don't know if that's anything people would be interested in, but maybe we can start doing that.
No, I think we need to get you on Snapchat.
Snapchat.
It's like exclusive Bobby Snaps.
You're going to have to teach me how to use Snapchat because I've never really touched that. Like someone showed it to me, I was like, oh, that's cool.
And we just need, special
you work
Bobby
with 11-year-olds all day and you don't know Snapchat?
I know, right? Yeah.
Wow.
It's one of those things that I just don't give a shit about, but maybe I should.
Where's the link?
The link for what?
For Festidasis thing.
Just bring it up and he'll link it.
It's right there.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
So, Fastidious had some of his family go through.
Tell people who Fastidious is.
He's a longtime listener and contributor to the DL Gaming Podcast. He helped us with some business stuff, and he's just a cool dude, cool accent.
We love you, Fast.
Yeah.
And so his cousin's going through some real bad shit. At the very top. He says, hi, everyone. Ian speaking. That's his cousin. I want to try to raise some funds for what will be my 15th and hopefully last leg reconstruction as results of...
Bone cancer.
Yeah. Let's say bone cancer.
Yeah.
I was diagnosed with it.
We don't need to read the whole thing, do we?
I mean, age of 6, my recovery time was expected to be between 8 and 12 months. Anything received...
So he's got to go fund me.
Basically. And so we're going to get into it... Fast and I are probably going to talk at the end of this episode. You can hear his whole story. But for right now, if you want to support him and help him out in this, GoFundMe/SKURO.
We'll put a link. We'll put a link in the DLGaming.net and Discord as well.
SKUROPAT.
Skuropat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think... What I want to bring up here is we want to be like a family. Our longtime listeners, we want to treat you like family. If something's going on in your life, let us know. We want to bring it up, share the information out. That's not to say we're going to do it with everything, but we felt like this was an important thing to bring up, and Fastidious has been so awesome to us that we wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, if you need a new muffler, we're not the people.
Although Emu Killer did ask me to buy him beer, so either he's 20 or... No, the reason he asked me to do that is because apparently Sublime released a beer here in San Diego that you can't get anywhere else. So,
dude, a friend of mine... I just went to a beer brewer's graduation party. They were talking, and they're making a lot of fucking good points. But anyway, the guy has a friend who's... It doesn't matter. Anyway, he drives down here with the truck, fills it to the top with San Diego brews, and drives it back to San Jose just so he could have a stock. Like $10,000 of
That's
beer.
Awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
Dude's rich as fuck, though.
Yeah, nice. Probably.
Well, you know, this is a good opportunity for me to bring up the new section on our website called Announcements. It's actually just a category. So we've originally had video podcasts and articles on there back when we used to have Team Tom writing articles for us. But now there's a new section called announcements. So anything that's going to be announced, and this also includes the weekly tabletop simulators that are going on, the sign-up sheet will be posted on our website, dlgaming.net, usually around the same day as the episode that is posted up there. I posted last week's on there. I think I mentioned it in Discord, but I just want to let everyone know that you can find it there.
Cool.
Holy
awesome.
Shit, we just hit the level of like spoken word poetry in our audience right here. Look at that.
Yeah, we got about 20.
All we needed some snaps. We
got about 20 people listening on our live podcast. Yeah. We do this every week. It's on Discord. You can find our Discord at dlgaming.net. So if you want to listen in live, we usually record Sunday afternoons, unless other stuff is going on. It's kind of hard to get four of us together, but we usually do Sunday afternoons. So if you want to listen live, we respond to things that that are in our Discord channel if it has something interesting that we want to talk about.
Yeah, or if the recorder just magically
participate
stops recording.
With us. Yeah, yeah. Or if that happens too. We have batteries today, right?
Yep. Yeah, okay. Brand new battery in that thing.
Okay.
Also about the announcements on the website, the other thing that is still posted up on there is our survey that's going on. We're going to leave that open for one more week. If you take our quick survey, it'll take you like 5 minutes. You will have a chance to win a $50 Steam card, and that feedback will also help us out a lot going forward as we make changes.
We've already learned a lot and surprised by a lot. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's been very informative.
You guys have been cool.
All right, so let's get
although
into
Bobby
news.
Disagrees with everything that he disagrees with anyway.
No, I'm just saying there's a way to interpret data. All right, you can't just look at something and say, well, that means that, you know, you got to have a discussion about it. But anyway, let's talk about some games because we are a PC gaming podcast.
True.
San Diego's premier PC gaming podcast.
It is.
Man, he was so generous to chat in that.
I know.
If you aren't on the Discord, you're missing out, right?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. So On the Radar is going to be a big section this week because E3 is happening, and there's a lot of games right around the corner, a lot to talk about. Some of it I'm very excited for, some not so much. So who wants to start with this?
I think all those ones that you put in are yours, so why don't you
take
us
off? This is you, man.
I put quite a bit up there also, so we'll get to me in a second.
All right, I'm going to go in order of how they're listed, not how excited I am for them. Because
okay.
Anthem is BioWare's new game that's coming out. Not that excited for it. What about you guys?
I saw an image, and it looked like a space trooper or somebody in a mech suit or something like that.
It looked very Mass Effect to me.
Okay.
But it's not Mass Effect. So I don't know. BioWare is a great company. They make great games. But I wasn't on the Mass Effect
Andromeda
hype train, so I don't...
So it looks very Mass Effect, but is it going to play like an open world RPG in a sense? Or
from the looks of it, yes. There's not a lot of details on these games just yet. Some of them are just teaser trailers. Some of them,
I would say the majority, right?
Probably. Yeah, majority of them.
I had this like small hope that their Anthem was going to be Mass Effect set in a fantasy world. Where you play like, you know, like knights and dragons and shit. Yeah. But
wizards.
Well,
I mean, they have one, right? It's called... what is that called? Dragon Age.
Yeah, but
BioWare.
I meant like the full like party system with the three people following you and everything like that. Is that?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, okay.
There's a game.
It's a different combat style.
Maybe I haven't played that one
yet. It's a different combat style, but the fantasy
really
and the lore is definitely there.
It got Game of the Year by a lot of people.
I played that game, but it didn't remind me of Mass Effect at all.
The first... Yeah, no, I'm not saying.
It's not like Mass Effect. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I meant. I meant Mass Effect. Exactly.
Exactly. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
Well, the game that had the most coverage is Battlefront 2. And this game looks incredible. Like, just speaking on the graphics, it
looks
so
good. This
is
the Star Wars one, right?
Yeah. Well, it's, Battlefront 2.
Okay. I mean, the second Battlefront 2 still looks fucking stellar. It's the best game I can load up and impress people with right now on the Ultra Wide. That is a game changer, by the way.
Yeah.
And you should get one, Bobby.
Yeah, you should.
Let's not start that again. But I'm actually excited for Battlefront 2. I mean, this is their second crack at it. I feel like they're going to improve on some of the things that people complained about, and it just looks so good. I mean, I'm not adverse to just buying a game because it looks amazing.
Yep.
How much time did you ever put into Battlefront, Bobby?
I played the beta, and that was it.
Like I said, I couldn't find any fun in it. Hopefully, they learned some shit. But you know you can buy it for a year for like... $350 a month or whatever, like whatever we're paying. I paid $35 for the year.
Vault, Access Vault?
Yeah, I have the
whatever.
Access Vault, and you get to play a bunch of games. It's worth it. Just, you could play this some.
But it doesn't have HOTS in there, so I don't think that's it's really true. Worth it.
That's a tough sale, then.
That's $35 worth of HOT skins he could buy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, and some he's new got ones four accounts. Out looking good.
He's got four accounts, so he's got to spend a pretty coin to get all the skins that he needs.
So, Bobby, you dropped a certain good amount of money on that game, right?
On Heroes of the Storm?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
That's his embarrassed chuckle, by the way.
But with the amount of that you play, that's not enough to make the currency that you need to get that stuff? Without paying.
Well, they just started doing that whole loot chest system late April. So
before you couldn't get the premium skins unless you paid.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
It's like the standard process.
Do we want to talk ballpark? I mean, just kind of.
I would guess $300.
You don't have to.
No. I think realistically, I've spent maybe $1,500 on HOTS.
Oh,
and
my
if you
gosh.
Think that's bad, then you should ask me how much I spent on my Steam account.
Right? A lot more. Exactly.
God damn.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know, I got $1,500 taillights on my car, and nobody notices that. So
you got that big.
I've also got 20 pairs of shoes,
subwoofer in your trunk that you never.
How much money do you spend on your fake girlfriend? That's what.
She doesn't cost that much. Surprisingly. Yeah.
He made the AI program, and he doesn't need to spend anything else. It's already done.
That and the Photoshop that he got from the internet.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's true.
All right, so more at E3. Madden 18 is going to have a story mode in it, which I know they've been doing with the NBA games, and some of those story modes
MLB.
Have been hilarious.
MLB also.
Oh, is MLB there, does it too?
Hilarious bad?
Is there like a wife-beating minigame?
Wow.
In this fucking story mode? I'm sorry. Maybe. I don't play sports
Knocking
games.
Up your mistress gives you 2,000 experience.
That was one of the things. There's an old Nintendo game called Wall Street Kid where it's a strategy game where you're trying to make a bunch of money on Wall Street. And part of that game is keeping up appearances with people and also like making your wife happy. And I remember playing that game as a little kid being like, I don't need to worry about the wife. I'm just going to focus on the money thing. And then that is a lose condition in the game if you don't keep your wife happy.
Well, yeah, she sues you. Divorces you. Take
you lose half
shit.
Your money. It doesn't matter how much you're making.
If you're lucky. That was a good one, Chi. Chi from the three-point line.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, but a story mode. Spike Jones wrote one of the story modes for the NBA games. And, yeah, we got Wall Street Kid. I knew Flying Hawaiian would get that
one. But you were saying that they were hilarious, like in what sense?
Hilarious bad from what I hear. They're just, I don't know. This is what I've heard secondhand. I've never experienced one of these myself. So I don't know. Maybe this will be, I feel like every sports game needs to have a story mode nowadays. That's like the new trend.
Mm-hmm.
So finally,
I wonder if it's a story from the one player's perspective, the team's perspective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a protagonist. It's like Devin Wade and it's got a storyline. Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically an RPG. It's an RPG where you have to like level your guy up and you start down at the, college maybe.
Yeah.
Because Madden football doesn't have a minor league program. For the MLB game, you start basically in AA and you're working on your stats up to get into the pros.
Mm-hmm. Dude, if they got a really good writer and wrote some like Rudy type shit, fucking people crying at their consoles.
That'd be awesome.
Like sports movies are some of the most like emotional movies out there. You know, remember the Titans? They could do a lot with that. Nighthawks commenting the 2K story mode was pretty shit. So that's what I've heard. I think that was the one with The Wiz. Like you play a character whose nickname is The Wiz. Maybe I'm off on that.
We also need
there's potential. They should have good stories.
We have it with put it with a grain of salt because it was probably like the first year that it came out. So, like, give it a little time. It'll be good. This year is probably going to be shit for Madden 18 because it's going to be their first one doing story mode.
Well,
but
I mean,
in
you're
3 years,
going to have the multiplayer, which that's a huge game. Everybody plays those games.
Yeah. Madden, I can't get... I love franchise mode in Madden, but I can't play the fucking... Yeah. The game.
Don't ask me any questions about sports games.
Yeah. No,
but you're going to be an expert
what about
at hockey
racing games?
Coming up here, right? So keep that in mind.
Okay. Well, what about racing games? Because Need for Speed Payback is another game that... they debuted, and that, man, racing games look so good. Like, graphics, I feel like a car is an easy thing to render and make look realistic in a game.
Yeah, a non-gamer the other day asked me when we're going to hit photorealistic graphics. I said, I mean, the car games already have.
Yeah, the car games are...
You can only sometimes tell from time to time.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, they're
but
good looking.
That said, who plays racing games?
Wait,
I mean,
so...
Forza was awesome.
I kind of thought the best racing game was the Burnout Paradise. Is that...
I love Burnout.
Is that what are we looking talking about for Need for Speed Payback? Have they gotten any
damn thing?
I would imagine Need for Speed would be more of the racing game that had story elements to it because there's a lot of chases.
Right? Wasn't Need for Speed the one about car chases and the police chasing you and everything like that?
Yeah, but I don't think they use that all the time now.
Okay,
but I don't know. I mean, who knows? Look at these graphics, though. Jeez.
Yeah, they do look amazing. A lot of people are saying this looks very Fast and Furious. I haven't seen a Fast and Furious
movie. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Yeah. Greatest why haven't they had a Fast and Furious game?
Does
I'm sure
the
they
Rock
have.
But cameo
fucking,
in this one, too?
How that
because
hasn't been corrupted,
then,
I don't know.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has somewhere.
Forza is the only racing game you ever need. Although these graphics are fucking fantastic, but Forza is amazing. Yeah. Forza 3.
Burnout Paradise. I love that open world where you go around, where you go around, and then you can like kind of dynamically set up races and shit like that. That was, I love that whole.
I always like the racing games with combat, like Road Rash or Twisted Metal.
Oh well, yeah.
With Burnout, you could also affect time, right? You could also rewind.
We were when that game came out,
or slow down time.
I forget.
Okay. All right, what else we got?
Let's see. A Way Out, which is a co-op prison break game by the guys who made Brothers of Tales.
Ooh, that would be so much fun.
They've got a good trailer on this. It gives you an idea of what the game is like. And
is it modern time prison?
It looks like it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's like it's meant to be a co-op experience, just like Brothers was. Like, you can't play that single player. It's meant to be co-op. Well, you can, but you have to use both joysticks,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
But this one is meant to be co-op, like played co-op, and that's like the only way to play it. But
that's awesome.
It's an interesting idea.
I can't wait for a game like this.
Oh, yeah, that looks awesome.
I also love Prison Break the series too. So
Tale of Two Sons, that was
because you think the guys are hot in there, huh?
Very short.
Just the main character.
5 hours. Tops.
Just the main character. Yeah. That dude's gay, by the way.
I know he's gay.
Yeah.
I have a thing for gay guys, apparently, and it frustrates
me too.
Because if I see a really hot gay guy and then I find out he's gay, I'm like, ah, what a waste.
You got a gaydar.
Huh?
You got an internal gaydar. It goes up.
Yeah.
It's the forbidden fruit. The guy you can't have is the one that you think is the hottest.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be with a gay guy, though, or a bisexual guy. Hell no.
I don't think you can. You being a female means you can't be with the gay guy.
No, I'm saying, like, even like having experiences with a gay guy.
Because
I know plenty of supposed lesbians or supposed gay guys that have had hetero experiences.
Okay. They wanted to try the other side for a while.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Or how about those guys that are married for 20-some years and then finally come out of the closet?
Yep.
Yeah.
Chad's working on that right now.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Because I'm fabulous.
It's never too late.
All right, what else we got?
Yes.
All right, so Battlefield 1 has a Russian expansion and night maps coming out.
Ooh, okay.
I forgot I own this game. I got to fucking reinstall it.
Yeah, that's my question. Is this going to make Battlefield 1 relevant again?
Isn't this on the vault also? I think, isn't it?
No.
No, you get the 10 hours free
on the
vault.
It's a fucking great goddamn game.
All right. So these next few things, Chad, you had listed. Why don't you bring
those
up?
Yeah, if you want to click on any of the links. The first one is The End Is Nigh, Amido.
Yeah, I saw the video for it. I mean,
what do you think? So this is the next game coming out from the...
Edmund McMillen.
Edmund McMillen, who did Binding of Isaac.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You saw the trailer.
Like it looks like a...
doesn't it look like Meat Boy?
Super Meat Boy.
He was the one that did Super Meat Boy, so what the fuck?
A little inside in it.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, if he was a part of the team that made Super Meat Boy and he had his ideas that maybe got shot down, maybe he's going to do it his way. This doesn't look appealing to me at all. That's not it, Chad. That's kind of like Bobby. That's kind of like a fake thing if you go a little bit forward.
I've seen the trailer.
That's what it actually looks like. So it looks like Inside or... what's the other one?
The gameplay Limbo? Just looks Limbo, a lot more like Super Meat Boy, though. Like, it looks like... It's a lot of platforming.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks good. I mean, the guy did very well with Super Meat Boy. That was a fantastic game. And I'm surprised they didn't capitalize on a sequel.
I'm not one for platformers, so I don't care.
So I guess you're more, you like the Binding of Isaac because of the the pinata roguelike aspect, not because the guy that made it.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you like Super Meat Boy, this might be something that's interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that definitely looks
good. Well, real quick, let's break script here. And Jens has just posted that just announced was Metro Exodus.
I'm excited for this.
So this is the sequel to Last Light, and what was the other one? Dying?
Last Light was the last one, right?
Oh,
Last Light was the most recent one. I didn't play the first Metro
2033.
The first Metro game is the only Metro game that I've played, 2033.
Last Light was amazing, though, so... A new Metro game? I mean, yeah.
It's supposed open world, too.
Oh, nice.
Which Metro hasn't done before. But I do remember in Metro, there was a lot of just walking around collecting resources. And then this one here, it's going to be nice that you'll have, like, you're not just confined to whatever trajectory they have you in. So,
if you guys are wondering, we're recording simultaneous to the Microsoft E3 presentation. So
going to be popping up.
Yeah, we might have some breaking news that's 3 days old when you guys listen to us.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
I always have to bring this up. Bobby was playing Metro last night, and he thought the strippers were completely out of place.
It's like, everybody's dark and grimy.
Oh, come on.
These chicks are plump.
It should be homage.
In the right places.
It should be homage to...
It is just, Russia, too. Though,
just dude. Like classic
shooters. What does that have to do with
shooters?
The most shows over there, dude.
Right. Yeah, post-apocalyptic
they're all manufactured, though.
World. I'm trading bullets for like a moldy sandwich, and then there's these 10 out of 10 women stripping for money. I mean, it just doesn't add up.
I mean, sometimes radiation works in people's favor.
Yeah. They were all mutants that mutated in the right way.
Mutant strippers.
All right, next up, Magic the Gathering RPG, if you want to click on that, Bobby. Amelio, again, any interest in this? So this is going to be the AAA RPG treatment. This is being developed by Cryptic as well as... Scroll down, please. It's being developed by Cryptic and published by... Blah, 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 blah.
What a sick shot, by the way.
Perfect World is the publisher and Cryptic Studios is the developer. So they did the Dungeons & Dragons one. So this is going to be a RPG AAA, but in the Magic the Gathering universe.
Nothing outside of the TCG has been good.
Yeah.
Comic books sucked.
Wait. Duels is all right.
No,
I love the challenges.
That's still the game.
No, I mean, it's
a digitized format of the...
No, but like there's aspects in that game that are not just the card game.
Yeah.
Like it's based on it.
Okay.
This probably is.
So this is based on it also.
This is interesting for me because I've never played Magic, the card
game. You gotta play Magic.
But I am interested in what type of lore Magic truly is, and I don't see myself getting into the card game, so this might be a good alternative for me. It's because it's kind of similar to me in Warhammer. I started with Warhammer's MMO.
And
The Warhammer online.
Yeah.
Warhammer, I think it was
Wasn't
called.
That the only one? Yeah.
It is.
Online?
He's thinking 40K, and this was this is the fantasy Warhammer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so no... This, for me, it might be a good introduction into the Magic world. Being
probably
that
a lot of people. If they make a good RPG, people are going to buy it, and then maybe they'll be...
Yeah, but here's the thing, sure. Dude. Every RPG game, like, ever is based on Magic. You know, they're coming out with a new RPG game, and they're saying, hey, it's set in the Magic universe. It's like, well, isn't, like, 90% of RPGs...
No, fantasy.
Based on D&D.
Magic is a completely different thing. It's got planeswalkers and different planes that people go to. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the lore in Magic is the worst part for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am interested in an RPG game, though. I mean, that's really all they're bar. You take away the fact that this is set in the Magic universe, and what does this have? I mean, it's just another RPG
AAA
game.
Money behind it. So yeah. Hopefully they make it.
So all the cards are supposed to tell a story. Like there's this Urza's Saga, and those like they have stories involved that come from these card
They've
games.
Never been good. But, the novels,
no,
suck.
I just
comic books suck.
Yeah,
it's just like. I don't.
But I'm actually kind of interested, even though I don't like the lore, just because if it does bring things together, I would be really interested in it. But I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just
I did
teased.
Want to mention one more thing about Metro. So it was notorious.
No, we're done with that. We're moving on.
No. Well, it was notorious that they had terrible working conditions. No heater. They were working.
You're talking about the developers, right?
The developers, yeah. Okay. They were working. Their hands were freezing. Like, really bad conditions. And I was thinking... Do you think that lent to how good the game was?
Oh, absolutely. Maybe
because
they
were in the environment.
In the environment while they're riding. Like, it's so much easier.
They went the full, like, AAA celebrity route where they became their character.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were literally their own.
While developing the game. Yeah.
And then now that they're in fancy studios because...
It's going to suck.
It's going to suck. But who knows? Because Tolkien.
Okay.
It was in World War I. And he was in the fields, and the guy that I listened to, the Hardcore History, he said, how do you come up with Mordor? Because you were actually there. You know what I mean? Like, he was actually there, so then he wrote it afterwards.
Gotcha.
After World War One.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's where I had the idea.
Cool. Next up, this whole upcoming is going to be long.
This
so.
Is the meat and potatoes of our show.
This episode, yeah.
Well, it's E3, so makes sense.
Yeah. Next up is Strange Brigade. Bobby, this is directed at your side. So this is coming from the Elite Sniper team and also the one that does the Zombie Army team. I forget.
Those games do way better than I think they're going to.
So this is a four-player co-op, and I think it's a la What's the game that you really like? The second Dying Fields 2, Dying Lands?
Killing Floor 2.
Killing Floor 2. Thank you.
No, Dying Lands.
Dying Lands 2, yeah.
If it doesn't exist, it should.
So it's Strange Brigade. It's four-person co-op where it looks like a swarm. If you go to the end of the... If you want to link it in Discord so they can see what it is. So it's set in kind of World War One era, maybe. And it's got a lot of like mystical stuff going on. But any interest in something like this? Another Killing Floor?
Yeah, the trailer doesn't really give much away, but it does look like a good game. It's hard for me to really gather what this is about. Rebellion is the developer, and yeah, they made a lot of the sniper games, but there's a game that they made that I feel like never got a lot of credit. It was called Judge Dredd, Dredd vs. Death. Came out in 2003. Passed right by. Nobody really knew about this game, but I played like an unusual amount of it for such a obscure title, and every time I see Rebellion, I always think of that game. Pretty good first-person shooter, and I don't know why there's not a lot more Judge Dredd games, because that's like it adapts so well to a video game.
Yeah,
the guy's got a gun that you just say what kind of bullets you want, and then you have those bullets. I mean, wow. How do you not make a game about it?
Orgasm bullets all day.
All day.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was pulling the trigger as I made those sounds, guys.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, next up, Bobby, on our show notes.
Yep.
I did want to look at Vampyr, though, while it was up.
Yeah, didn't we already bring that up? That's from Don't Nod, the... developers of Life is Strange.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Don't Nod also made that.
It's playing anyway.
No, he closed it down.
Oh, okay.
Don't Nod also made the memory game. What was that game called?
Remember Me.
Remember Me, and which I actually was digging for when I played it. All right, next up, Fable Fortune was just announced, or had been announced, but then when Lion's Head disbanded, they thought it was going away, but it's still around. So Fable Fortune.
Oh, it's a card game for
is
Fable,
a CCG. It looks identical to Hearthstone, but it's set in the Fable universe.
Well, there's 2D models instead of.
You mean 3D instead of the cards?
It's 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5.
Okay. Any interest in Fable Fortune CCG?
There's so many CCGs.
Dude, yeah, so over CCGs.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you guys are definitely going to play it though.
It's looks cool. It's got closed beta right now, and you can sign up to get in the beta. And
it looks
all.
More immersive than the other ones because you look like you're on top of the action.
Next,
the art's cool.
Next up is Fortnite. I believe some of our listeners
is fucking. Yeah. He won't shut up about this game.
So talk about Fortnite a minute.
So Fortnite, as I understand, is a four-player co-op, but you're not traveling through like you are in Left 4 Dead. You're setting up a fort, and you're...
It's got, like, tower defense? Doesn't it have, like, tower defense?
It's a tower defense wave survival game.
Yeah.
A la Dungeon Defenders?
Yeah, but you're building the fort. In between rounds of waves, you're building the actual defense.
You're going out scavenging materials, coming back, building up your fort, and you can defend your fort either with traps that you've set or by just like shooting them. Kind of like those really good tower defense games that let you play first person shooter as well. Like you do the tower defense part. Yeah, Orcs Must Die, and then there was another one that Sanctum 1 and 2. You get to build you do the tower defense part, and then you get to actually go first person shooter mode and help defend. So it's a great idea. I was excited about this game when they announced it like 6 years ago, and then it just disappeared forever and ever.
Yep.
And now that it's back, I mean, it still looks amazing. This is out of all the stuff they've announced, this is the game I think I'm most excited for.
My question with this is it strictly just a survival thing where you try to make it to as many waves as possible, or do the levels increase?
Yeah.
Is there any type of versus? Yeah.
That's always the tough part with wave survival. You got to find that right balance between difficult. If it's too easy, it's not fun. If it's too difficult, it's not fun. You got to find this right balance where
like
people are challenged.
He's excited about getting frustrated with us in the future.
Yep. Yes, he is.
I'm going to think that I could kill them all. I'm going to die. Then Chad's going to be
damn it, I want to hit that button, and she's going to be off fucking reading. Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? Yep. Here's a great thing about this game, though. It's role-based. So you have a constructor, you have a ninja, you have a soldier, and...
Medic.
I can't remember who the last one, not a medic, but you have, it's role-based. So each person is contributing in their own unique ways, and I love role-based games. I love when everyone has their own job and they contribute to the larger whole. So...
Well,
it looks a lot like TF2, the character models and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of got that goofy animation. Yeah. I love the style of it.
Fastidious has been around since closed beta, so he's been playing the game. So if you have any questions, hit up Fast on our Discord channel, and he would be able to help you out. It is set to release on July 25th, so we're about a month and a half away from it coming out. There is a way to try to get into early access, like, but if you pre-order it, or no, it's free to play, but if you get the Founders Pack, you get it 4 days early. Okay. And the Founders Pack comes with a bunch of shit also.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And
how
every
much
year
is the Founders Pack Fast?
I'm not sure.
I'll see if he gets back to us. But, every year Humble Bundle does a great package of E3 games and looks
holy
like they got
shit,
one this
Fest.
Year on their website.
Oh, he did the premiere package for $180, so he is definitely excited about this.
You know, that
game
could have got you a one crazy weekend with the DL Gaming crew. Yep. You're a fucking asshole. No, I'm kidding.
All right, so yeah, Fortnite is definitely number one on my list when it
all
comes
right,
to
E3. Next one up, Assassin's Creed Origins. I think it was already linked in Discord. It's set in Egypt this time around. Not a whole lot shared yet. Assassin's Creed are always fun, but I never like have interest in sticking around.
Bobby's got the right idea. You play one every
4 years, right?
Or like every 3 years.
I've only played one, man. I played Black Flag. I'm like, this game's amazing. I don't really want to play any of the other ones. If anything, I'd go back to Black Flag and do more of the side quests or just ride around on my boat.
I mean, the games are great, but I just don't know how they make the next one much more different than what they had before, other than changing like some items in the game. Black Flag was like a huge difference in terms of like implementing ships and not being landlocked.
That was a lot different.
But
than
it's like, I just wonder what they're going to do that really pulls it away from the original Assassin's Creed that came out, you know, what, 10, how long ago?
I played
ago?
Brotherhood and I was having a good time. I haven't gone back to it. But Brotherhood, that was the one that
they're all good. But they're
games,
all like the same.
But it's like one of those things. Like there's so many now. It's like, I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So pick the area or the scenario that you like best.
Dude, you know what I'm gonna start doing? I'm gonna start going to restaurants, have one of the dish, and I'm gonna just be like, this is fantastic. I'm not interested in any of your other shit.
A lot of people do that.
Come back and eat this.
Yeah. Yeah. This is amazing. I will never see you guys again.
Yeah, this is amazing. Later, y'all.
Yeah.
That's what Bobby does with whatever this is called.
All right.
Assassin's Creed.
Next up, Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. There's been a leak on the release date. It's going to be in October. Bobby, you hadn't even heard about this yet, or?
No, I heard about it. They teased it with a screenshot. So yeah, I kind of knew about it. What worries me is my reaction to Old Blood. I played through that and I didn't really enjoy it. And Wolfenstein, not the original one, but you know, the New Order was a fantastic game. I loved that game so much. Then they came out with the Old Blood, thought I'd like it just as much, and was, I don't know, kind of bored with it.
We gave it the original one.
It's a great game.
Yeah, well,
but, you know, even if a game is great, when you play the same game over again in a sequel where not much has changed, it's just you're underwhelmed by default.
Or as we just established, you play one of something and you don't want to do anything with the rest of it.
That's it. It's perfect in its own entirety.
Well, I mean, they're all the same, though. That's the issue.
I've heard this takes the story of Wolfenstein to the... and then advances it like 20 years or something. Mm. So it's kind of...
I would love to see a continuation of that story. That's one thing that does interest me about that.
The setting's fantastic. If you don't know, it's...
It's so depressing, though. Fuck.
If it's the Nazis won World War II.
But it's also steampunky, right?
Well, yeah.
So it's kind of like...
Back then, right? So everything...
But what does it take place in the 50s?
It's retro-futuristic. Yeah, it takes place in the 60s. It's retro-futuristic in an alternative timeline.
Diesel punk, Jens corrects me. So it's not steampunk. So they use diesel, apparently. Last one up, The Evil Within 2 was leaked as well. Bobby, you played The Evil Within.
Mm-hmm.
The Evil Within 2, any interest?
I don't know. The first one wasn't too well received. It was a good game.
You liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good game. I don't know. I'm not huge on sequels. Like, I'm really not. I don't want to play the same game all over again. This.
Yeah. You had the one.
And there are so many games where the sequels are better than the first one.
Left 4 Dead.
Terminator 2.
But that wasn't a real sequel. That was more like an expansion of the original
DLC
game.
DLC++.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. And they are better if you didn't play the original. Just jump right into the sequel, and there you go. But if you've already played the first one, then you kind of go into the next one with, you know, bringing that into it. It's not going to be as exciting. It's not going to be that first experience you had all over again. But I think that's it for E3 at this point.
Yeah, we officially finished the On the Radar, so we can actually get into it.
No HL3, Left 4 Dead 3 confirmed yet.
No.
I'm kind of hoping that the new Left 4 Dead is.
Why would Valve spend any money making games when they're just raking in the... If you don't know...
Because if they cared
If you don't know, people,
their,
anything that's purchased on
fanboys.
Steam... Valve gets 30%, just across the board. Anything bought on Steam.
All day, every day.
Like, I'm why would they do anything else?
I'm surprised that they don't have a dedicated team to, like, because they have such a grand audience demanding these titles.
Yeah, but why
they just don't, if they have all this freaking money, why don't they spend it on a development team?
Because the idea of a game is always going to be better than the actual game.
Yeah, it would hurt them more than it would help them at this point.
Okay. And somebody has already said that they acknowledge that they're pretty much trolling the news every time they do it.
Yeah. They like add little like folders into like screenshots and shit. Yeah.
Fuck themselves. God
I'm surprised another development team hasn't basically had the guts to almost imitate their series.
I don't think you could. I don't think the Half-Life series would work modern day. Like, it just... They wrote themselves into a corner with that whole story.
Yeah.
It's like total J.J. Abrams. Like, the mystery is the greatest part about it. You answer that mystery and people are going to be disappointed. You would ruin it.
But it kind of ended on a cliffhanger, right?
It's still open-ended. We don't know. There's a lot we don't know about the Half-Life universe. You know, what the fuck's up with G-Man and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So that's E3. Let's talk about Elder Scrolls Online. You guys have been playing a good amount of this.
Yeah, we've played pretty solid this whole week.
Are you enjoying yourselves, though?
Okay, so I want to preface this.
Sorry.
Or preface
this. I'm so excited.
Chad, go ahead and
talk. To be proven right.
And I'm going
to
shit all over. So
well, I just want to set the scenario. So both you and I played during...
You and I both.
...the original beta of ESO. We played the original beta. We're like, this is just whatever. Underwhelmed. We never purchased the game. And it's gone on for years. When did that come out? Like 2014, maybe? Something like that?
Your mic is pointing like the other way.
Oh.
It's like pointing to the left.
It's a little crooked.
Anyways, so we hadn't played ESO since it went live. We never played it. Now Morrowind comes out. We're hearing hot stuff about it. People are looking at it favorably. Emil's kind of in the mood for MMO, which is surprising because he says MMOs are dead. But somehow he's in the mood for it. So we decide if they've got the $60 purchase and it will give you Morrowind and the original game for $60. And I think I got it on dlgamer.us, which has a link, for about $50. But then I also found out that Ray...
Got it for at CD Keys for $32.
Yeah, Mr. F and Sweet got it on some site. What site was it called?
CDKeys.com.
I don't know if it's valid or not. He got it. Maybe it's a month from now it's going to get revoked, so don't blame me if you buy it from there. But he got it super cheap on that site.
Yeah. They're also selling puppies, so whatever that means.
Yeah. Anyways, that was the preface. So we're playing Morrowind.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I like it. I still don't love it. It's very Skyrim. You pick your class, but your class just gives you access to three skill.
This is really hard to
skill trees. Okay, so Skyrim.
It's like Star Wars Online.
Is it?
Yeah, you don't level up your character.
But you do level up your character.
Yeah,
Star Wars Online was a lot of
galaxies. Yeah.
Oh, galaxies. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so let me see if I can break this down. When you level up, you gain a skill point, but you can also gain skill points doing other things. And what is available to you is what you've been doing. So if you wear heavy armor, eventually you'll get the ability to start leveling up heavy armor stuff. And in the heavy armor line, you can do things like gain armor or gain protections and stuff, because heavy armor is worn by people that need the protections.
Now, things like heavy armor... That's funny. That's so funny. Somebody put the Elder Scrolls online. It's an old lady scrolling through stuff.
Yes.
It's funny. God damn it. When people are too funny, they fuck up the whole podcast. I can't think of anything.
Stop being funny, Jens.
Stop being funny, Jens. Jerk. So what he's saying, like the heavy armor, is one of
20 or 30
things that you can level up.
Yeah.
But of that, your class is only 3.
Exactly.
So anybody can basically be anything.
And your race gives you access to
3 as well.
Yeah, exactly. So picking the race and the class. So I could be a Templar and never put any points into Templar abilities.
And be a warrior.
Or be a mage.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So that's why there's only 5 classes, and that might turn you off. Like, what? That's stupid.
Well, because they just added a new class, because there was only 4.
Yeah. But you can build whatever the fuck you want. It's exactly. Whatever you like. Basically, whatever you like to do, you're doing, and then you're getting XP for doing those things. It's awesome. I think that part is pretty cool.
Okay, yeah. So are there definitive roles where, like, in any other MMO, I'm thinking about dungeons, I'm thinking about raids, are there specific healer...
There's no Holy Trinity here.
No, really? there is.
There could be.
But anybody could be any one of those 3.
Yeah. A warrior could be your main healer.
That's really strange because
But there's no warrior class.
Right.
It's a dragon knight or a templar or a...
That's what I enjoy about MMOs, that you do have role-based characters.
You do have role-based because
allows you
can't
to be
switch
dependent.
It.
You have to like be dependent on other people to be like, oh, you're my healer bitch.
But
and then you're the tank.
It's
and
true.
It's,
yeah.
And
gee, you're going to get less healers if you call them that.
Yeah, it's true.
Mercy main. You're my mercy main. You know, and it's weird because it kind of turns, like, for me it's about dungeons and whatnot, and
no,
not having those designated roles kind of like
you do have those designated roles,
yes.
But you can't see a Templar and say, oh, I know he's a healer.
Yes,
you could see that Templar, but he's set up to be a
but
range
when you
damage.
Sign up for a raid, you could be like, I'm a healer.
Exactly.
Because you don't say I'm a priest, because it doesn't matter. But okay. You can say, I'm a healer,
or I'm a tank, or I'm a damage dealer.
Yeah,
they still
exactly.
have the Holy Trinity. It's just not tied to classes or race anymore.
Right.
I feel like there could...
Does that make sense?
How do you refine your tree? Like, I remember from playing World of Warcraft back in the day, you had to have a specific tree to
True.
Optimize your DPS.
This is like, more like a custom car than it is buying a hot rod. Like,
yeah.
This is what... I want to be a paladin.
And here's the other thing. And one of the downsides is it's so open, you kind of don't know where to go, and you get worried that you're going to be spending your points incorrectly and shit like that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, you get enough points that not every point is going to go specifically to what's going to help you in a dungeon. You know what I mean? Like, I took the Intimidate skill, which helps me when I'm...
Questing.
When I'm questing and talking to people... I can use the Intimidate skill to get things done in my questing line, because they're going to give me points every level, and they're going to give me points in other capacities. So not all of them are going to go directly to damage or healing or tanking. So it's really nice because it's like I'm building this character and I'm min-maxing, but I have extra points that I can't help min-max with. And so where else do I put it? Because the other thing that goes into this is you only have skill slots for 5 plus your ultimate. And if you don't have them in your 5 slot or your ultimate, you can't cast it. So you can't have 16 abilities that helps you damage. You only get 5 plus your ultimate. So once you put a skill point in that skill, that's 1 through 50 or 1 through 60. It only took you 1 skill point to get that, plus a morph point. Okay, so 2 points. 2 points to get that.
Well, it might morph again.
It might, but
is
I don't think
any
so.
Of this making sense? Probably.
Not really. I mean, I understand the whole fluidity when it comes to roles and classes.
Yeah. What I'm trying to... This is basically it. Whatever you do in the game is what you become.
It's Skyrim, right?
Yeah.
It is Skyrim.
So if you're shooting a bow, you're going to become an archer. But if you're using a mace, you're going to become a one-handed, a sword and board dude. Or if you have two maces, you're going to become a dual wielder.
Seems like a natural way of doing it.
And if you don't like it, you
the
can
only
turn
downside is,
and go a different direction.
The only downside is when you see people, you have no idea what they are about because you see a Templar and you say,
but
I don't
why
know
would
what
you, the, why would that be important, though?
It's just... like what friends you're making, what you're doing together.
Chad, are you trying
together?
To assume people's roles here?
Yeah, I am assuming. Sorry, you're right. I should never assume.
MMO.
While he was mansplaining.
I mean, I like
that. That happened to me. Okay, can I just off topic?
Do it.
Were you going to talk about your
assumption?
Dream?
No, okay, so I went out Friday night. I streamed Friday night, and then afterwards, it was like already past midnight, but I was like, you know what? We could use a couple drinks. Went out, closed down the bar, and was walking towards the taco shop. And on the way to the taco shop, I'm like, I need some chicharrones. You would appreciate this, Emilio. So we go into CVS. We're drunk. And then one
Who's
of the work? Guys.
You and your coworker?
Huh? No, it was we? me, Max and I. We went out. And when we go into CVS, my boyfriend and I, one of the guys goes, hey, can I help you look for something? And we're like, oh, no, we know where it's at. And then he goes, oh, yeah, I think I know what you're looking for. And then we go, I grab the chicharrones, and then I go to checkout, and I drop it, and it's just one bag of chicharrones. And he's like, oh, man, teaches me to assume.
Yeah. What did he think you were looking for?
Right?
Calculators or something? Like what did he assume?
Well, my boyfriend and I were probably stumbling around. No, condoms.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Wow, see, even I got that one, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Instead of condoms anymore. Come on.
See, he thought you guys were going for lambskin, but you got pig skin.
Yep. Yeah, you
exactly.
Did. Burn. I like it. All right. Back to Morrowind.
I had taco shop today, gents, actually.
Downsides.
Letting Chad lead.
fuck you and fuck the horse you rode in on.
Jesus Christ.
No, here it is. I'm playing with Emilio. And Emilio, when he MMOs, all he wants to do is kill shit. He doesn't care about quests or anything else. Even though in this game, it is the worst way to level up.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
How do you know that?
Because did you see the XP you got from questing
why
versus
do they,
the XP you
why
got
do
from,
they exist?
From doing damage? It's what? It's
how
like
are
a,
the quest, by the way.
I'd rather good. Run that dungeon over. So Chad is a quest whore, and that's okay. And I am a grind whore.
No, but, I'm down to do dungeons.
But the first 8 hours of this 10-hour stint was me just
we couldn't
running.
Even go into a dungeon until 10. So first of all, subtract everything before 10. And we hit 10, and we pretty much ran a dungeon, right? Even
yes.
though it took us 4 hours to get into a fucking dungeon.
Yes.
Anyways, I got this guy who just wants to kill shit, and I got Ray who just wants to go out and explore.
Yeah.
Mr. F and Sweet, who's another listener.
He is a cruel slave master. Oh, do you guys know why?
And I'm the only one that knows what I'm fucking doing. So I'm like, all right, guys, we're going this way. And I could just leave them in the dust and be a level 40 by now. But I don't leave them in the dust. I'm trying to carry them along because I know what I'm doing, and
but
they don't.
Super... And he reminds us of that over and over.
And so they're mad because I'm telling them the best way to level up as quickly as possible. And they're just getting mad about this. And then they're like, I'm lost. I don't know where I'm going. I'm like, dude,
hey,
we know the quest.
There's something to be said about enjoying your meal, dude. You know?
You don't want to enjoy your meal. You want to just fucking shoot things all fucking day.
You know what I'm saying, though? You're rushing us through this. We're missing the grass. Oh, it's gorgeous. This game is fucking gorgeous. Like,
no,
I've
this
taken,
game is not gorgeous.
I've taken screenshots several times. Everybody says it's gorgeous, but you.
Barely fucking
It's
acceptable.
Fucking gorgeous.
So if I want to jump into this game, then I got to buy... Like, if I want to get Morrowind, which is the expansion, how much money am I spending?
$60.
$32 on cdkeys.com.
Okay.
And that'll get you the base game and this game. There's no monthly fee, but they do have a premium. If you want to pay for it, that's a monthly fee. But you don't need it at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to look up from the XP bar, enjoy the sunset, yo.
But you're not about enjoying anything. You're about...
I took several screenshots and I posted them.
I know, but... But your complaint is that I was leading you through the quest instead of letting you
sit
there.
You made the game not fun.
Instead of letting you sit there and kill things.
Well, I probably would have quested, but at a slower pace.
I'm confused. Why was I making it less fun?
Because you're not enjoying, you're not smelling the flowers. It's just like, let's run here, one run here, run here.
Wow.
But anyway, the dungeon was fucking fantastic.
Let me tell you why he thinks the dungeon was fantastic. So we
tried. I got to kill things.
So we tried to get a dungeon group going, and I'm playing as the tank, but I've also put a couple points into healing because these motherfuckers have only put points into damage.
Yep.
So I'm tanking, but if I want to stay alive, I also have to put points into healing. So I've put into points into tanking and healing, and these motherfuckers have put points into healing. So we tried
damage.
Damage. I'm sorry, damage. So these dungeons are four-person dungeons, but we can't get a group going. Because we're waiting for a healer and no healer is joining. So we run to the dungeon and the three of us just go into the dungeon.
Physically
go into the dungeon.
Which so now is far it's three, as fuck.
Now it's three people in a dungeon. So we start doing this dungeon. And guess what I'm doing? I'm trying to keep aggro and heal myself at the same time. I'm two of the three Trinity. While these guys are just blasting shit and complaining when fucking things aggro them. So we're doing this whole dungeon. We went all the way through the dungeon while I'm fucking tanking and healing.
Had a great
and all
time.
These people are all they're doing is fucking killing shit. Of course they're having a great time. I'm losing my fucking mind.
I don't blame Amelia. Make Chad miserable.
Yeah. It was
pew pew things.
It was so much fun.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
But the dungeon was really well done. So Chad, let's fucking round this up.
Okay.
Good, bad, recommend what?
I liked it. I was playing some today. And on my other character, because I didn't want to out-level you. So I was playing on my other character. And it's like, there's, it doesn't direct you enough, I think. Like, any skill is open to you. I'm, like, trying to look up on websites on which, because I don't want to, like, waste points. I'm looking shit up. And there's all these quests. I go to any zone, and these people just run up to you and start handing you quests.
Yeah.
And so there's... It was like too much, and I almost wanted to just shut it down. I ended up stopping playing because too many quests, too many skills, not enough direction, and that's my main complaint. Is I want a little more guidance. You're giving me this.
Do you think?
I'm not saying you're right or wrong, but maybe you need to change your mindset because it is a different MMO.
Well,
you know?
True. Do you think Elder Scrolls experience is a necessity in order to? Pick up, play, and understand.
It's a little heavy.
Maybe because I never played Skyrim, so it is a brand new experience.
What I would say is, like I just told Chad, it's a different MMO. It's kind of a you do you, and we'll adjust, as opposed to this is the way you're supposed to go. So if you think that if you're like more independent. Minded, maybe like this is the kind of the MMO for you because you're not going to be pigeonholed into like there's one build and this is the best build with this gear, blah blah blah. It's do what you want and we'll help you do that better.
But I don't think they help you. Where's the help coming from?
As in, you're getting points in the things that you're doing. That's what I meant.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But, okay, so for example...
If you like hitting things with big sticks, you'll get better at hitting things with big sticks.
For example, I'm playing my solo character. I'm playing a Dragon Knight.
Yeah.
And I'm playing him like a mage, a ranged damage dealer.
Interesting.
And one of the skill trees in Dragon Knight is a ranged damage dealer skill tree. Mm-hmm. But then I also have Destruction Staff, which are giving me very similar abilities. Now, do I put points into the Dragon Knight range damage dealer
it's
points?
Up to you. Which ones do you like more for your
It doesn't play? Make a fucking difference. I make a cast and something goes off. Now do I put points in this one or that one?
It goes down to what you like.
It doesn't make a fucking difference. I want more damage. Like, what's going to be long-term damage?
What's better for your playstyle?
Exactly the same.
Well, I don't know. But it is a redundant thing. You're a mage with the Destruction Staff, right? So
yeah.
I don't know. I like it. It's unique.
And I do like the fact that I don't have to spend monthly on this.
Yeah.
So I bought it. Maybe I have fun
I'm happy
this
with
month.
My purchase.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
$60.
I really feel like I'm playing a $60 game.
Yeah, exactly. So all in all, we're enjoying it.
I don't want to stop.
There's four of us that are playing right now. So if you're five,
yeah, Mr. Effin'
Sweet,
maybe even six.
Fastidious, Tegloro. Yeah. SOCOM, I think SOCOM bought it. So
maybe it's the new PUBG.
Maybe not Tegloro.
That's the. So yeah.
Yeah,
we have our first meme. Our first Discord meme is going on. It's all that PUBG's out and SOE is in, or what is it?
ESO.
ESO.
Yeah. Anyways, so I recommend it, but I'm not loving it. is I think what I'm going to say.
Oh, we just lost a subscriber. Captain Crunch said you never played Skyrim, so that's it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have played Skyrim, but all of about 2 hours worth, probably.
I really liked it, so he couldn't also like it.
That's how many hours of Skyrim did you play?
300 hours.
Yeah, okay, so.
All right, well, let's move along to some other games. I've been playing Superhot.
Now, I've been wanting to play that.
Yeah, have you guys? You guys played this game?
I've always wanted to play it. No, and I've just never have.
We've talked about it.
So can you share it?
Yeah, cool. I can share it on my account so you can play it off of mine. But I really wanted to play this game, but the price of $25 was a bit much for me because it wasn't. I don't know.
Especially
it
wasn't
that
long.
That was actually the reason why I didn't play it.
$25 is a lot.
I looked
of money
at 25
for this type
and I was like,
yeah, but this game would be great in VR. But I forgot I was still signed up for the Humble Bundle monthly, and that was one of the games in it. So I got it at a great price, and it was just there. So awesome.
Nice.
I finally loaded it up, played it,
super
loved
hot
it.
Deal.
I know so many people who have played it, so I knew what I was getting into. So you're killing these red guys that are all polygonal and everything in this first-person shooter environment, but it's constant bullet time effect. When you move, then time speeds up to a normal pace. So if you need to stop, time stops, and then you can plan out your next move. Dodge bullets, shoot at this guy, punch that guy. And it ends up playing out a lot like Hotline Miami, but Hotline Miami encourages you to go through it as fast as possible and just rush through it and just kill everyone in the room with all the objects provided. This one encourages you to do the same thing, but you have to slow down and be more strategic about it. And each level is really quick. You know, we're talking like less than a minute, maybe a little over a minute on each one. So it's a perfect one to alt-tab out of when I'm waiting for Heroes of the Storm queues. And it's a fun game. There's also this whole storyline going on, like this whole fourth wall breaking, like you are the video game tester and there's a chat log going on with someone who's asking you questions and, you know, the screen breaks. And like there's a story there that's starting to develop. I'm not like too sold on that. I don't care all that much about it, but the gameplay is fun. And I could see this being amazing in VR.
What'd you think of the
Does it have VR
style?
Support?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
This is one of the games that they've really advertised the VR support on.
What do you think of the graphic style?
I like it. I mean, it's not like amazing graphics because everything's meant to be polygonal. Like the whole idea is that you're like beta testing this new game and you don't really know what it is. And then this mysterious person on the other end is kind of describing like, don't worry, just keep playing. You'll understand soon. So, yeah, super hot. I definitely recommend it. At the end of it, I can't remember if Hotline Miami does this, but at the end of each round, it plays it back in normal time. So, you know, you get to see what it actually looks like if you were to play it in normal time.
That's and cool. Whoever made this game, don't make super duper hot because Bobby's not going to try.
Yep. Don't even.
He's already in
at
your restaurant.
He's out.
Yeah, but you guys should play it off my account.
I can't wait. Yeah, I've always wanted to play this game. Are you hooked in finally?
No, not yet.
What the fuck is going on here, people?
We're not in the family. Yeah,
just give people your password.
We're Steam divorced.
Yeah, that happens.
Oh, by the way, before we get into another game here, I just want to mention the Steam sale is coming up soon. So I may or may not be getting this video done in time, but I want to do a video on leveling up your Steam account. But the thing that you need to be doing right now is go to Steam or Google Idolmaster, Steam Idolmaster, download that program and run it. And that will get all your card drops for all the games that you have. And you can then use those to craft during the Steam summer sale because that's the time you want to craft it. So if you want to level up this summer, there's only two times you should ever be leveling up your account, and that's during the winter sale and the summer sale. So what you want to do now in the planning phase is just get Idolmaster and get all those card drops and get ready to craft.
Okay.
Or you could not do any of it because it doesn't affect your life at all.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
I mean, for me, it does significantly.
I get more friends. 20, yeah, I get 20 friend requests a day on Steam at least.
Yeah. Well. I have to delete. I have to delete somebody every single day, and
it's down. Totally
it's
not
come
like
to that.
Either.
Yeah, you can trust me. 100%
honest. I'm deleting important people now at this point.
Chad, like how many friend requests do you get a month?
Two or three, I think.
Yeah, I get about like two or three a week. Yeah.
Okay.
And G.
I get one or two, whenever I'm on.
Okay.
Yeah. So does that say something about?
I think I'm
you know,
the least
maybe
popular.
You should change things.
Well, you can also dress up your Steam profile. You know, you can add different sections.
I
to
enjoy
it
only getting
you
one or two.
You can showcase our
you
podcast.
You could get better at video games
Steam
and have people want
all
to
you
add
you. Out there. Look me up, Steam community
Link
slash.
It.
That's what I just get.
Digital.
Yeah. So, what's the difference between your profile and mine? I don't even see it.
they call it showcases, where you can put either your favorite game or your favorite review or
favorite
items up for trade, or you can put your favorite group. So the first thing on my Steam page is the DL
Gaming Group.
And then I have my screenshot showcase, so I can show off different screenshots. And then also you get more friends. Every Steam account has 300 friends. That's the limit. And for every level you get, 5 more friends, I think. So you max out at 2,000, which means around level 350, you max out your friends list. If you get your Steam account to level 350, then you have all your showcases unlocked and you have all your friend account or places for friends unlocked as well.
Hey, Jens, can you put up Bobby's old... should we promote that video, Bobby? Your old how to level? Is it relevant?
Yeah, that is on our YouTube channel, and that is a great place to start. But the new video that I would make would be talking about how you only want to level during 2 times a year. You're basically using the Steam.
So
there it is in Discord. You're basically only doing exactly what I've outlined in this video, but you're only doing it during the Steam sales because that's when the Steam holiday cards drop. And you basically, instead of getting a coupon that you'll never use, you get a holiday card that you'll craft. So the whole idea is to maximize the XP while minimizing the dollar amount spent.
But you don't need to worry about dollar amounts until you get through Idolmaster.
Yeah, exactly. Step one is just get Idolmaster and get all those free card drops that are laying around.
You on that?
I'll be doing it when I get home, yes.
Yeah, Steam Idolmaster.
What's the over under on Chi doing that when she gets home?
100%, because I'm going to text her and make sure she does that.
I'll be on Discord tonight, for sure.
Should we go back to highlights and lowlights?
Yep.
I think the other two are mine. Nope, we got a third one there, too.
Yep.
I started playing a little Shardbound. I hadn't played yet, and I heard it was really good. It's free to play. It's still in early access. So what are we calling this genre? It's a turn-based...
A strategy TCG.
It's a strategy TCG? I like it. Okay.
That's what I'm going with. So that would be a STCG, right?
TCG?
Yeah.
Oh, tradable card game? They're not really tradable. How about just an SCG, a strategy card game? Anyways, Shardbound, you make a deck, 30 cards, you go in there, but then you got a board, and so it's very similar to Duelist, it's very similar to Smite Tactics. There's a bunch of these games now. And the question I had, so I enjoyed it. It's still in early access, it's very early, but it's still enjoyable. And I highly recommend anybody that is interested, because it's free, to go in and give it a go.
How's that pixel art, dude?
Yeah, the art's really cool.
Yeah.
For sure.
Not as good as Duelist, though. I still say Duelist has the best pixel art ever.
This isn't pixel art, though. This is like...
Oh, I don't remember then.
This is like full 3D animation.
Oh, okay.
So I guess the question I have for you guys is, for this genre, which one do you think is the best right now? And I guess this is directed more towards Emilio because you're the one that's played most of
these. It's hard because I really enjoy Duelist. I got to keep the hype train rolling, right? But for my money right now, if you put a gun to my head, I have to say that Shardbound is the best version of this for sure. And Smite Tactics is probably the worst one just because it's so early in their infancy.
Well, same with Shardbound. There's a lot of placeholder and shit in Shardbound, but it does play really well. The range... And the flying and all the other stuff, it works just really well.
Gee, do you get how it works?
I was supposed to play this. I never did pick it up and play it. No,
you said you're
going to play
with Lee.
A different game.
So it's like imagine playing Magic the Gathering.
Yeah,
but your little creatures pop up instead of you having to imagine what they're doing.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
I was thinking about this.
I'm not really big on TCGs, to be honest. I Hearthstone was my gateway into TCGs, and I never stuck on that.
Bobby, you still playing?
No. I completely dropped off of Hearthstone.
Yeah.
I got to the point where people weren't falling for my shenanigans anymore. the games actually became difficult, and I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Anyways, for Shardbound, one of the interesting things, I don't know if it's cool or not, so this world, pieces of land come down, and there are these shards. And each of these lands signify something else in the world. So there's a land where you're making your deck and all. And then there's a land where you do competitive against other players. Why are you smiling like a retard over there?
I'm just thinking of something that's funny.
Okay. In a second. But what's interesting is they'll have lands that come down when people are streaming, and you can like you can click on them and queue up to fight against streamers, which is kind of like an interesting. I think that's how it was working.
Cool.
I thought that was kind of an interesting idea.
Streamer
like
versus streamer.
Yeah. So you could.
It's like bros versus Joes, or what was it called?
I forget. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Pros versus Joes.
Yeah, pros versus Joes. Yeah. So you, if you have a streamer that you like that's playing this game, and he's set up in the right way, I think his shard would come down, and you can basically queue up to fight. See, there's an example right here. Like, it shows two people that are Twitch streaming.
Are you in our guild?
I just literally, I no.
Oh, so we have a guild, and we're all working towards, like, opening. It's kind of like a bank.
Okay.
And we're all kind of, like, cracking at it as you play.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Like, the more people that are
get
playing.
Get me in there, yeah. And I'll do it.
Lee Milf, get that done. Thank all you. Right. So, Chad, I wanted to bring up Smite on the highlights and lowlights. They have a new game mode. That
she says they changed that it's single-player vaults now. So you're out of the loop.
Jeez.
But yeah, get me on the guild, Lee. Help me out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you want, you want to do it out?
Okay, yeah, so I have to head out pretty soon here, so I won't be able to finish the end of the episode. Real quickly before I leave, I just wanted to say in Discord, I introduced a new channel. It's the Lifestyle and Fitness channel. In there, it's just, you know, people promoting positivity and talking about goals outside of just gaming. Mm-hmm. You know, as gamers, we are prone to being very... what's the word?
Stationary.
Stationary.
Stagnant.
And it's important that...
Flaccid.
Everything.
Oh, wait. I went too far.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
That we promote
buddy.
Balance and health amongst it. Obviously, I'm not the guru at it, but there's so many people who have... you know, so much knowledge that can be shared outside of just the gaming world. So if you drop by there, say hello. Already it's got some traction on there, but I do aim to promote that more and different topics of discussion and whatnot.
I mean, everybody can be healthier.
Yeah.
And
speak for yourself. I am the healthiest individual. Let me chug the rest of this vodka right now.
But no, that's really exciting. And I will be streaming a lot more this summer. Things are finally falling into place for me. So you guys will see me on Discord and also in the Twitch hemisphere a lot more. And before that, you know,
anything going on PUBG? Because you've been playing that nonstop.
I've been playing PUBG.
Any chicken dinners?
No, I'm actually frustrated because my little brother has not been like around. And he,
i.e., you haven't been carried.
His name is Min, and I call him Min VP. He's basically like the ticket to win it.
No, well, play with Ray, Mr. F and Sweet.
But his real name is Min.
Yeah.
Do you have a sister named Ho?
No.
Ho Chi Minh?
No. You racist. Get out of here.
I'll be here. I'll drop my keyboard.
Teaches you to assume. No, I don't.
Keyboard as I celebrate that.
My sister is not a ho.
Well, we all know that.
I went to school with a girl whose name was, her last name was Ho. She was Vietnamese.
God damn it.
Gee. Or, I mean, gents, leave the podcast alone. God damn it.
No, but yeah, guys, sorry that I have to cut out. I am going to be an hour and a half late for this barbecue. So, but we'll catch up over the week and next week. I did pick up Civ for the first time. This is my first experience playing Civilization. And I'm going to need more than just one night of playing that to talk about it. So.
Civilization 5?
Civ 5, yes.
What made your choice to pick it up?
Honestly, like I was streaming and somebody was like, what the F? I just heard you didn't play any Civ games and then gifted me Civ. And I'm on the spot. I installed it and played it.
And I will say again, if you buy, we're not begging for games. But if you buy us something, obviously we're going to have to review it. So.
Yeah.
Which is funny, though, is like, should I buy this game? I don't know. Let me buy it for this other person to let him know or for him to tell me whether or not I should buy a second copy. Yeah. So it's weird, but...
That's how I used to use Twitch. I would use Twitch as my on-the-spot review for a game before I bought it.
Are you supposed to be acknowledging this?
Huh?
Or that should have been secret, I think.
No. That's how I did it, yeah.
Fuck those fuck boys.
What?
What?
No, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
Are you listening?
I'm drunk.
I got to get out of here.
All right.
Well, oh boy. Until next time, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
All right.
Titties, everybody.
Woo!
GG's, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, Chi.
Stuff and stuff.
Where do we leave off? real quick.
Oh, Chad and Chi just made out. It's super weird.
Shut up.
All right. Awkward. We're cutting all of this. Suit 5, though. It doesn't get better than that game. That game is still an amazing game. Holds up more than any other strategy game or turn-based strategy
game. Suit 6, I think, is supposed to be better.
I don't know. Suit 5 just seems so hard to beat. Right. Empyrion, Galactic Survival. Who's been playing that?
Oh, yeah. Later, Chi. So this is on sale. It's 50% off right now. Empyrion Galactic Survival, it's called. And basically, the way it's been described is kind of No Man's Sky meets Minecraft meets crafting survival meets all sorts of kind of stuff. And I was like, it looks kind of interesting. I like No Man's Sky more than other people like No Man's Sky, so I decided to give it a go. It's still in early access, and I wish I had waited a little bit longer. I mean, I'm glad I got it for 50% off, so maybe later on I'll give it a go and have a good time. So it's got a tutorial.
It's got motorcycles.
It has motorcycles. It's got flying vehicles. It's got all sorts of stuff. But
the graphics are rough, dude.
The tutorial was really rough. I had to look shit up. It's like you get a drill, and I'm like, what the fuck? This drill is not going. I can't find anything. I'm looking shit up. I can't figure out how to get this drill going, and I'm stuck unless I get this drill going because you have to actually mine down. It's kind of like EverQuest landmark.
Tactics?
Landmark.
Landmark.
Where you had to actually drill down in to get these iron and whatever, and I couldn't figure out how to get the drill working.
Is this like a 3D Shardbound? Is what it looks like. I mean, not Shardbound, Starbound.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of, yeah. I would say, yeah, very similar. So there's things that about it that I did like, but right now it's just like it's really rough. It's too early.
Yeah.
But it's been out for a long time. It came out in August of 2015. Is when it first came out. So I don't know how much longer they're going in development, but it still needs a ways to go. The graphics need an update. The tutorial needs an update. But at the same time, there were parts that were enjoyable, you know, going around and exploring, you know, you start off with a gun so you can start attacking guys around there. It's got a food meter, an oxygen meter, a stamina meter. So it's kind of, you're weighing these different things that you got to keep up. So there were some interesting things on this, crafting survival, but
did you have fun?
Yes. But I was in this pit. I had figured out how to get my drill. I pushed all the buttons on my key until I figured out it needed to be reloaded. It hadn't started out full of ammo. And so I needed to reload my drill. So R would got me reloaded, and then I could use my drill. Okay. Anyways. And so I had to drill down like 20.
Was that the fun part?
No,
I'm confused.
No.
Okay.
I had to drill down 20 meters to get this iron ore, and now I'm stuck. And J is supposed to be your backpack. So I'm pushing space to jump and trying to push J to use my jetpack, and I can't get out of this hole that I dug to get down in here. And I'm stuck in this thing for like 15 minutes, and I finally quit, but I happened to have up this like how to survive in Empyrion, and I find out that J is a toggle, so I'm like mashing J to try to use my jetpack to like get up.
Yeah.
But I should have just toggled it on, and then I push space and I can use my jetpack. Yeah. It's just these little things that are just very frustrating.
Yeah.
That, you know, after you get some more development cycle, you can see these things. Or if you get like some player feedback to get these things solved, and it's just one of those things, but it's still in early access. So I don't know. There's a couple people that are friends of mine that are also listeners that have played Empyrion as well. So I might hit them up to see what their thoughts are on it. But I think Emilio or Bobby, I think one of you two should give it a try on my account and see what you guys think about it.
I mean, from looks of it, what do you call it? Looks better.
Which one?
The one that you mentioned at the very beginning.
No Man's Sky?
Yeah.
But this is... So No Man's Sky is set up with polygons and everything looks good. This game is set up with the kind of destructible environment that you can go down and into and stuff. You can destroy any of this stuff. So you got to give it a little bit of slack about its graphics on that respect. Ugh. But it still could be a lot better. For
yeah,
sure.
It's rough. I still want to bring up the Smite thing. So Smite has a new adventure. Last month it was kart racing. I played it like once or twice.
Kind of like Mario Kart.
Yeah, almost exactly. I didn't play it enough to say whether or not it's good or bad. But this month it's kind of like a dungeon. Like you and two other people go through a dungeon and there's drops and like you're getting gear. And then instead of buying items at the beginning, you equip gear that you've gotten on previous runs. So what do you think of it, Chad?
I thought it was interesting, but I felt like there was only a couple ways you could go. You kind of needed that kind of holy trinity. And since there was only three people in your party, you kind of had to have a healer. There was just no way around it. You had to have a healer.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you kind of do anyway, right?
And any I kind of felt like you had to have a tank. We were trying to do it without it, and it was a struggle without it. So I don't know. I felt like they could have had a way to solve it if you wanted to run different groups, but they didn't do it. They just took the easy route.
What I didn't like was that in order to officially play the game, you can play it all you want and get drops, but you kind of have to work for it. But the entire time you're getting gold, but you can't use that gold unless you buy the adventure.
And you said it was like $15 or something like that?
Yeah, it's roughly around like $17.50. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, that
for
is
like
a lot.
A mini game that's going to be a while for a couple weeks. So I would really have to see like what the maximum things you could possibly get. Because we were playing on easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe if you beat on hard, you get like 5 skins or some shit.
Yeah.
Like that's what they would have to do.
Yeah, for sure.
And then it would be fucking...
But we've been playing Smite and having a good time, just the
Smite's always fun. Yeah. Oh, this is what I was smiling about earlier.
Even though Bobby hates Smite at this point,
what do you
think
is the best MMO? I mean, MOBA.
Ooh, best MOBA. Ooh. I would probably say Dota 2, but Smite...
Okay. And then I also say Smite, right?
Okay.
So we outvote him who says Dota. I mean, HOTS. And Chi.
Nobody says HOTS except for Bobby.
Yeah. And Chi would say Dota 2.
Even the people that play HOTS professionally shit on it.
And Chi would say Dota 2. So the official DL Gaming MOBA, I'm so glad to say this, is Smite. So go ahead and try it out.
Okay, I don't know. If we're talking about time talked about, then that might be different.
No, dude.
Bullshit.
Smite early smashes.
On, early on in the podcast, we talked a lot. If you go back 2 years in this podcast...
There's even a secret podcast.
Yes.
That you might be... I'm not going to say.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk early on in this podcast about Smite. Last one's up, Animal Lover.
Mobius bought me this because I said if you buy us a game, we'll play it. So he tried to find the game.
No, tell the listeners. The rule is if you buy Emilio a game, he will play it and review it for the podcast. Right?
Over $5.
I'm putting
a new caveat on it. Okay. I don't know how much this cost, but I don't really know why it's bad yet. I played it for about 15 minutes. And I was kind of surprised. The writing's not bad. I'm a female vet tech working in a vet office.
But it's the other way, right? You're female, and there's all these eligible male bachelors.
I haven't run into anything yet. Okay. All I know is pets, and that's it, pretty much.
Okay.
So I don't know what's gay about this game. So I'm looking forward to meeting Miguel. Apparently.
So
Charlie.
Mobius hit me up. He's like, I'm going to buy a game, the worst game that I can find for Emilio, because he said he'd play anything that a listener would buy for him. So I was like, all right, let's see if we can find the best one
I thought it was going to be Bad Rats.
What? Bad Rats? That's regarded as one of the worst games on Steam?
Yeah, it's the...
Okay. And so we were like looking through all these games. I was sending him links and stuff. And so we decided on this one. Tell us if it's good. You got to keep playing it.
I'm telling you, the writing's not bad.
Okay, fair.
But I'm only 15 minutes in.
It is a positive overall review, but there's only 26 reviews on Steam. So.
Fucking trolls.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Looks terrible.
It does look terrible.
All right. Well, I think that's it for highlights and lowlights. Chad's mobile corner.
Okay. So here's the deal.
Swing and a miss.
So we've gotten some feedback from the survey.
A lot.
And of all the segments, Chad's mobile corner. Chad's mobile corner rated the lowest. So I've decided to remove Chad's mobile corner. So we won't talk mobile anymore on the podcast.
You know what it's really become, though? It's just what grinds my gears.
It is
what it was. It's like, it's you blowing off some steam.
If
you need to blow off some steam, just yell at Bobby. That's what I do.
But here's the deal.
I think you already do that with the highlights and lowlights section.
It's true.
Much any game you play.
It's true. Here's the deal. I will soon be out of a job, voluntarily out of a job, because I'm moving up to LA. And so I might have some extra time. So I'm thinking that I might try to incorporate Chad's Mobile Corner into more of a YouTube thing and try to do a 5-minute Chad's Mobile Corner.
We just shit on games?
Well, I don't know. If it's a good game, I will say it's a good game. If it's a shit game, I'll say it's a shit game. So anyways, it's going to be leaving the podcast, but if you are still interested, because there were a few people that were interested in Chad's Mobile Corner. So if you're interested, I'm going to see if I can figure out a way to integrate it into our YouTube channel instead of our podcast. So thank you, Recycled, for the Chad's Mobile Corner audio.
Yeah, it's the saddest part about losing that segment is losing that song.
Yeah, so thank you, Recycled, for the audio, but Chad's Mobile Corner, it will be no more for...
You could make a song for every... No, never mind.
for the time being.
All right, so we're going to move on to listener questions.
Yeah, sounds good.
Before we get to the ones that we have here, I'll address one that was posted earlier in Discord as we were talking about something else. I don't even know if this was meant for the podcast, but I might as well bring it up. Lab Monkey was asking about my job situation because I had mentioned a couple of weeks, months ago, that I was going to be no longer employed in July. Turns out that's not the case. Just getting my hours cut and they're moving me to a different site. So I will still have a job. However, I have applied for some other positions at different places. Some of them looking very good.
Are you going to move out of the educational sector?
No, all the other jobs I've applied for have to do with education somehow.
Why is that?
Because that's what I know, man. Like I am well suited in that environment. So the one I'm most excited about.
You love your 11-year-olds.
Yeah, well, one of them that I'm very excited about is at a community college where I'd be a lab tech. So I'd be just monitoring the equipment and handling all that shit, getting to work with like Pro Tools and video editors and all sorts of stuff. That'd be great. But change is coming, and chances are I will probably have less money and more time, which is fine by me because my problem is always too much money, not enough time. So hopefully I'll be able to dedicate more time to this podcast, to Heroes of the Storm, to other games as well, you know, shit like that. And then, of course, I will have the summer off as well. So I got some free time coming up. Now, what this also means is for the last 2 months, I thought I was going to be out of a job in July. So I've been saving up a lot of money. Now I have a large excess of money just hanging around. And one of the ideas
we
I
get
kicked
bottle
around,
service?
He's yeah, getting right. engaged to his girl. Is what you're saying?
Nope. Going no. to, you know, that was brought up for benefit reasons.
You know, so. She was waiting for that.
Though. Yeah.
No, if I, here's the funny part, the exact opposite. That was brought up for the exact opposite reason, because if I lose my job, I don't have benefits anymore. If I marry her, then I have benefits, very good benefits. So,
she's pissed that you still have a job is what I'm getting out of this.
Maybe.
Okay, fair enough.
But I got all this extra money, so I might be doing a whole ground-up new PC build. I'm not 100% sure on this because I don't know if it would really benefit me that much. But I'm still running
an
i7-4790K.
Can you please wait until I get my 1080 Ti? Just so for one day I could have a better computer for you than you.
I got a story about that, this whole one-day thing. So this was
pretty
about
specific.
A year or two ago.
Yeah.
And I went and bought a car, and I got an Infiniti, which is the nicest car that I've ever gotten. I bought an Infiniti G37S.
He fucking drives it through the mud. He doesn't take care of it. It's
anyways,
dog shit.
I love this car. It's the nicest car I've ever owned. So I'm all excited to go into work, tell people I bought this pimp car.
Yeah.
I walk into work, and my fucking my fucking coworker was like, oh, by the way, I just bought an M3. Check it out, guys. Geez. The same day that I was going to walk in and tell everybody about I bought this Infiniti, the guy fucking big dicked me. The same day. I didn't even get one day.
But he did it on purpose. That was just fucking...
I think he did. He fucking somehow heard about it and fucking big dicked me. Yeah. I was mad. Yeah. Anyways, so what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about some listener questions. All right. First one coming from Warconius. Steam Summer Sale coming up June 22nd. I don't know if that's confirmed yet.
It was leaked, and there was some stuff. So it's pretty much confirmed.
So weird how much stuff comes out of metadata these days.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A cool segment would be games that you need to buy if on sale. Maybe pick some old titles and then a few released this year. So I don't know if we could turn that into a regular segment. We do bring it up very often, though. During every single sale, we always bring this up.
So what are your big hits this year for the summer sale?
I don't know. There's so many. Like, if you don't have it, like, if someone's just like, hey, I just got Steam, what should I get on sale? Like, that list is long.
Like, you have to get Faster Than Light. That's a must. You have to
That's a good one.
You have to get SOCOM 2.
SOCOM 2?
I mean, XCOM 2.
Okay, I was going to say. SOCOM 2.
That's the end of the month. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is going to be during the sale.
Yeah, if that
gets on sale.
Do you think that's not going on sale?
You don't think so?
That's my guess.
If it does, it's going to be very little. Like
somebody just said it was announced that it's going console, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's all the classics. Skyrim, a few hidden ones that I would recommend, Far Cry Blood Dragon, and also, what was the one that we always talk about? The cowboy one, first-person shooter, Cartel.
Juarez.
Call of Juarez. Gunslinger.
Gunslinger,
yeah.
I didn't love it as much as they did, but it's a decent game.
Yeah. If Witcher comes out on sale, that's
Witcher 3.
That's a fucking
you can
buy.
Lose your life in that.
Good job.
Actually, don't play that because you won't listen to us anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I think the big question
listen to us while you play.
Like, some of these really big games that are out right now, are they going to go on sale? And if so, how much? Like PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds.
Prey's probably going on sale.
I would see Prey going on sale. And that's a game you definitely should get on sale. I mean, it's a great game, but at a $60 price point, it's a little steep.
What is this little thing? This little thing
your
that
penis.
Happens all the time.
Oh.
Yeah. Where I'd rather pay $5 to $10 more to get on Steam than somewhere else.
It's true, right?
Assuredness?
Because...
Assurity?
Well...
Is that what it is?
You can link it up with your Steam friends and all that other stuff.
But you can do that anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right, though.
Yeah.
You bought Morrowind...
Is it brand loyalty?
You bought Morrowind on Steam, and I didn't... Because I saved $10 on that.
Right.
And you bought a full price, and then Ray said he bought it at half price.
$30 is where I draw the goddamn line.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
All right. Next question coming from Drillbit. I'm not going to make the obvious Drillbit Taylor joke. No one would get it anyway.
That's his, what do you call it? His avatar.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, then it all makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's Drillbit Taylor?
Owen Wilson. He says, with Star Trek Bridge Crew out now, is VR a more viable platform because it's another multiplayer game? Or do you see VR as still needing another generation to be mainstream? I think Star Trek Bridge Crew is like the perfect VR game.
Yeah,
it's like it takes advantage of VR in a way that would make me want to get.
What's your guys' who do you pick? Who are you on the bridge if you got to pick?
Counselor Troy, and I'm just looking down the whole time.
What? Captain? Bobby?
No, I'm going with Scotty. Scotty or Jonathan Frakes, what's his name? Number one.
Commander Riker?
Yeah.
I want to go Riker. I'll let Bobby take whatever, and then Chad, you can be that girl, the dark girl.
Counselor Troy?
No. Dude. God damn, did I have a crush on her.
I know, she was fucking hot.
Shit. Well, shit, dude, if you're going to be number one and you're going to be Troy, then
you get Picard.
Well, I gave you Captain.
No, I'm saying there's going to be a little love interest developing.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, love.
But I'm on top. I didn't
even go next gen here. I said Scotty. So.
Yeah, you went old school.
What's funny, though, is like if you brought up Deanna Troy now, you're like, oh, she's okay.
Yeah.
But at the time,
when you were 14 and had your hormones raging, she was top of the top of the charts.
Oh, no, maybe I'll be Data. There we go. I'll bring it up to the next.
You already are Data. So fuck.
Yeah, you have no emotions.
Yeah. I could
How
be
many
the,
episodes were
I could
there
be Worf. I could be Worf. I'm done with Worf. No, you're more Worf. You're hairy like a motherfucker.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
All right.
But yeah, but I think that game alone, that Star Trek game, makes me want to get VR. That just is such a perfect integration.
I think we all agree in if we randomly just got $1,000 out of like something or other, it'd probably, right? Like if you got an extra $1,000 out of nowhere, VR?
Maybe. I
kind of feel like I got an extra thousands of dollars.
So, but you're not going to buy
a new PC, if anything. But I don't know. I'm still so iffy on VR.
So basically, you're saying Drillbit's question. Your answer is no, then.
But Bobby, you're,
I think so. No,
what's your experience with VR besides what's happened?
I've tried it out a few times, but I don't see. I don't know. It doesn't benefit me anyway.
Was it my house? Was that the only one you ever did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, other than that, like demos and stuff.
You had three of us yelling at you like it wasn't the environment. Like if you're alone in your room with a giant set of fucking virtual titties.
Yeah, exactly.
No. But the games are fucking really, really good.
They are.
You had like...
There's so much else going on. You got to set up the space. You got to fucking set it up.
Bobby has the perfect...
If I could watch Heroes of the Storm tournaments in VR like you can with Dota, I would, boom.
That sigh. Thing.
Okay. Time to HOTS.
You're right, though.
All right, what else? Next question.
Next one comes from Bill the Heel.
Wait, that said, NFL has more money than God, yeah? How have they not moved into VR space?
How do you do VR in a
real world? A lot more cameras.
You need to set up those cameras that do the 360.
Could you imagine being on the field?
You can't be on the field. Maybe they could set it up, the floating one up top.
Yeah.
What if you equip every football player with mocap?
Mocap. Well, just one. They only need one of those.
But it's got to be 360 because you got to be able to look around because it's VR.
No, because you have to render the whole thing out in VR. So you have to. Every one of them has to wear a mocap.
That's 100% going to happen, though, right?
At some point.
It has to.
At some point.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm excited for their.
You don't even like football.
Yeah, but VR football.
It did come up early, Nighthawk.
All right, final question.
HOTS, time to HOTS was a lot earlier than that. You're right.
Bill the Hill asks, would like to hear thoughts on Brigador Up Armored Edition on the podcast if anyone wants to buy it.
I don't know about
the
Up Armored Edition. I did play the original game. Mm-hmm. I equated it a lot to Desert.
So this is the one that's isometric and you play as a mech.
Yeah.
But the controls are a little wonky because you can walk in one way and shoot in another way, right?
And they change per mech. Yeah, so that's the reason I really couldn't get into it. And maybe that's me being an old retard, you know? So if you're a snazzy young whippersnapper, you could probably like just adjust to the because everything else was awesome. You just run around and you're a mech destroying cities, basically. And trying not to set off alarms or something. If you go tanky, you don't give a fuck. So you can get different pilots, which have different stats on top of the stats that are on top of the mech that you like to drive. So you can have different combinations of stuff like that. And it's a fun game. Like, if anybody remembers Desert Strike, I believe on the...
Is that the
Super
one,
Nintendo?
Is that the one where you play as like a helicopter?
Yeah. Desert Strike, right?
Something like that.
Gents, get on that, dude. I think it's very similar. Isometric.
I was thinking this was like War of the Monsters. Didn't that have like an isometric feel to it also?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Okay, anyways, dude, the game is called Brigador.
It was pivotal.
It's on Steam.
Yeah. I could recommend it for sure. Just be ready for wonky, not hard to adapt to controls.
I wanted to call out Bobby on this because what Bobby does for every podcast, he tries to list out every game that we talk about in the podcast because we have a search function on the website, dlgaming.net, and you can search and literally search for a game and you can find out if we played the game or not. And I highly recommend it. The search function is kind of hard to find. It's on middle of the screen,
on the right side of the screen.
Yeah.
It's in the sidebar. Just
everything's hard to find on our website.
But
not really.
But I wanted to call out Bobby because I tried to find Brigador because I know Emilio's talked about it, but it wasn't there. So
I don't know what the Up-Armored Edition means.
Maybe you did. But yeah. We did talk about it one time.
Is there a bad mech game?
Sure.
All of them?
What?
No, Hawken was good.
Hawken was good.
Was it?
Yes, Hawken was good. We give Hawken a thumbs up.
Somebody actual, name a bad mech game.
The actual game was good, but the way that they... I don't know. Not even marketed it, but it was like a free to play game, right?
Yeah, it was set up like free to play.
It was totally pay to win, man. It was totally.
It should have just been set up as a $30 game, and you just enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But anyways, Hawken was fun.
What's the really technical one where you like work on
Warrior Online?
Yeah. No,
and there's also Steel Battalion was the original. Battalion.
So on MechWarrior Online, Chad set up a long-range missile-only heavy carrier. He had tiny little legs, gigantic missiles.
Kind of what I really look like in real life.
Yeah, and he couldn't do anything except for if somebody spotted something, they were done.
Yeah, if they got close enough to see me, I was out of luck because I couldn't move, I couldn't shoot close range.
The saddest thing about this was, like, he was deadly from afar, but he's always the last guy. Yeah. And he can't.
There
escape. Is no hope. The hope is dead. Because they roll up on him, and he looks at them, and he just fucking cries. Because there's nothing he can do.
That was fun. And it was horrible.
It's fun that you could
time.
Do in concept, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an interesting game.
Yeah.
Anyways, last listener question. SOCOM didn't actually ask the question, but he kind of asked while we were talking in Discord. So I'm going to bring it up. SOCOM said, hey... You know, you had that thing with Tag a couple weeks ago. If another listener was out, would they be able to do the same? If you're out in San Diego...
And you're not creepy as fuck.
Well
Tag is as creepy as you can get.
No, we had a good time with Tag. Tag was actually a blast.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Stop giving him shit. He's a really cool guy.
He is a really cool guy. If you're in San Diego, for sure hit us up. You know, maybe you can listen to the podcast. Maybe you can join
Comic Con.
Yeah,
I love that we're inviting people to Bobby's house. Basically,
well, you know what I meant.
Well, they'll probably be crashing on your couch.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
Tag crashed at our place.
It's only $75 a night.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
$75 a night and
plus tax.
Sleep in the sweat pit.
Yeah, exactly. No, but yeah, if you're in San Diego, hit us up for sure. Be a part of the podcast. We love it.
And the reason I mention Comic-Con is because that's when a lot of people make their trips out to San Diego, and there's a lot of cool stuff going on. We don't have TwitchCon this year, though, unfortunately.
Well, Long Beach is really close to us. We're like two and a half hours, so that's not bad either.
So open invitation.
Yeah, open invitation. That's what we're getting at.
All right.
Well, I wanted to talk in the hardware section. Last week, I brought up my monitor, and we compared it to Amelia's monitor, and mine was 250, and his was 1,000. Amelia was like, what the fuck? Like, you know, it's not that much difference. But what I did want to bring up is mine caps out at 1080. So I'm like 2660 by 1080, I think.
Yep.
And yours goes all the way up to 1440, 3440 by 1440 or something like that.
Which is making, like, I feel like our graphics card is perfect for what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I love mine. So, but I didn't want people to think that mine is as good as LG.
Dude, even knowing this price for what you paid, and
for sure.
What do you think?
For sure, I love the one that I have right now. I have no complaints. It was $250.
If you don't have a Costco card, hit me up. Send me a DM because everything you buy, I get 5% back on. So
I
was kidding about that. I don't know how I would do that.
All right, let's get into some news.
All right, so Steam Greenlight officially closed, and on June 13th, they're going to be replacing it with Steam Direct. So this is something that we knew was coming for a while. Ever since Steam Greenlight was released, it's been a problem. People have been able to exploit it just to make money and produce very shitty games. And now this news, there's actually another post by Steam where they talk specifically about trading cards. When people, they call these asset flippers, where people go and buy these assets for like Unity and they make a makeshift game is what I would call it. Like something that meets the bare minimum requirements to qualify as a game on Steam to sell. And people buy these in bundles or they buy them on Steam just to be able to get the card drops. And the marketplace, when you buy and sell these cards, the developer makes a portion of that money. So a lot of these asset flippers are not making money off the games themselves, but they're making money off the cards. So some of the big changes that are coming with Steam Direct, the biggest of all that I think nobody is really talking about are the trading card
changes. They're going to make it so a game does not have, it has trading cards, but they don't become active until a game has reached a certain confidence level, is what they call it, which I'm not sure what that means, if it sells enough copies or if it's verified in some other way. But basically, they're trying to nerf the whole trading card game. And a lot of people are talking about the entry fee. You pay $100 to get your game on Steam Direct, and that was pretty much what it was before. So everyone's like, well, what the fuck's the big difference between Greenlight and Steam Direct? Well, there really is none in that regard. But
well,
the whole,
you make your money back if you make...
Yeah, you get the $100 back if you make over $1,000 on your game.
That's why I thought $100 was way too low.
Well, yeah. That was the thing. When we talked about Steam Direct, they hadn't made a decision. It was going to be somewhere between $5,000 and $100, and it ended up being the $100. And I was curious... Mm-hmm. What your guys' thoughts are? The $100. You think it's too low? Obviously,
way too low. Bobby, if you get the money,
it's exactly what it was for Steam Greenlight. But that's not
but
really.
Steam Greenlight also had to have thumbs up, right? That was the other.
Yeah, it had to have people vote for it. But then people were able to get votes by saying, "Hey, we'll give you a free copy of this game if you vote for this, or we'll do some sort of other giveaway." And they were basically able to buy their votes.
Listen, if you want to be an entrepreneur, $100 ain't shit. It's nothing. $1,000 is like a nice.
That's not the issue. The price to enter, the trading cards are the issue. Okay.
Is this a good move or a bad move?
Do you think this is the right way to go?
I think it's good that Steam is finally addressing this problem, but the thing is, and I'm stealing this from Jim Sterling, basically. He said it perfectly. It's funny that they call this Steam Direct, because that is not the way that Steam wants to handle their whole Greenlight community. They want to, they're very indirect about it. They want everything to be run by an algorithm. They don't want actual people to sit down and say, this game should get in, this game shouldn't, and that's what really needs to be done. But there's just so much volume. How do you do that?
I always go back to the same thing. Steam is in a certain place for a certain reason. Systems. They put systems into play, and the systems just play out. That you. They have like 50 people. 50 people is Steam making all that money, and it's worked so far. It's just all about tweaking. So they're just tweaking systems in order to get everything the way they were. I'm not saying that you're wrong or I'm right or anything. All I'm saying is Steam for a reason.
Yeah,
and if they keep to that reason, it's probably going to work out for them.
The idea of judging whether a game is good or not by having a person look at it makes me a little nervous, because you know who knows what is popular or good or whatever, and these people could... Two or three people could make a decision whether or not a game is viable or not. I don't know.
I don't think they're talking about the... I think they're a little more objective than that, because we're talking about games.
But if they're objective enough, then why can't you put a system in place for it?
Now, and also, Bobby, did you think that like Idolmaster is kind of, you're cheating the system, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like you would be fine not being able to do that again. Yes or no?
It wouldn't be the end of the world for me. Nah, I'm fine with it. So I don't know, like, if any of this is really like the end of the world. I mean, so what if they open up the floodgates and any game can get through? I mean, what's the harm in that? I don't know. Some people are, I think, offended by it, because a lot of people come into this, like the whole digital homicide thing, where these people are obviously, they don't have malicious intent, but they're obviously just trying to exploit the system to make money.
If you can't get $100 together, go fuck yourself.
It's not the price, though. That's not the issue.
If you're not using some sort of system to see whether a game is viable or not, if you're spending 99 cents and you see the reviews are mixed and you see the Metacritic is bad, or like if you're not believing anything on any of the systems that have already been set up on Steam, I have no sympathy for you if you fucking wasted your $2 or whatever. Like, people are judging these games very harshly, very critically. And so if you don't believe them, then so be it. Like, you just lost your money. You know what I mean? Like,
you're saying
these digital homicide games, they weren't listed as good games. Yeah. If you still are putting money into it, then what the fuck?
Let the market decide, right?
Exactly.
But what Bobby's saying is that people get these unbundles, which is automatically without even trying. And that's how they sell. And they have these like artificial.
Yeah, a lot of them are sold through bundle sites.
Okay. Fair enough.
Bundle trust.
So I don't know. It's just Steam really needs to ask itself, do we want to be a place where this kind of stuff happens? Because this is kind of like, it's not illegal, but it's like totally gray market shit. It's like, it's like back in the day when people would like spam emails, and there was all these, you know, get rich quick things on, you could write scripts for. It's kind of like this whole thing all over again. It's people that are exploiting the system. And anytime you have a system that is run just by computers, it is exploitable if you don't have a human person in there making the calls. But with the volume that they deal with, that's asking quite a bit. So I don't know if it's fair to ask Steam to do that.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, what else we got?
All right.
I thought that was not newsworthy, and we went on for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, the whole I've read up a lot on the whole trading card thing, and nobody's really talking about it. So, like that, I really wanted to make a point of that because that's the real issue, not the $100. Like the $100 doesn't mean shit. The whole trading card thing is where they're making their money, and not a lot of people understand that. So, I didn't want to make a point about it. Battleborn multiplayer now free to play. Users who purchased previously get bonuses. I think we talked about this, didn't we?
No, I don't think that's come up before. Basically, you can get Battleborn Trial Edition, and that allows you to play the multiplayer. So they're trying to get more people to play the multiplayer game so it stays viable around, and so there's actually people playing it. Mm-hmm. The downside is the trial version just allows you to play their like six playable characters for the month or the week or whatever. So you have a very limited run of what characters you can play. But if you bought Battleborn, you get extra bonuses now that this has come out, and hopefully you get more people to play against.
Can you unlock characters with in-game currency?
I don't think so. You have to purchase the full game.
I think I'm still okay with that. I mean, making it free to play in some way is exactly what that game needed. It needs more players.
It does. So I'm on board with this. We enjoyed Battleborn. We didn't play it enough, and I think it's a decent game. Mm-hmm. So give it a try now that it's free. I highly recommend you guys try the multiplayer and give it a go.
I mean, rule number one of making video games is don't come out the same month as Overwatch.
Yeah.
That's rule number one.
Yeah, seriously. Especially when you're very similar to the game.
Somebody was saying...
And it's not similar to the game. It was the funny thing. People just kind of made that generalization.
It is sort of.
Well, it's a character-based shooter.
Well, I mean, they're both video games.
They're both character-based shooters. I mean...
Ability-based shooters, yeah.
Yeah. Who was it? Guy Ritchie was talking about King Arthur and how like it was done a year ago and they just couldn't release it because too many other big superhero movies kept coming out.
Sorry.
And so they had to wait and wait, and they waited a year. It's in the can, ready to go.
Yeah.
And there was like, this is it. This is the money spot. We have 1 week in whenever last month was.
Timing is everything.
Yeah. And it flops still.
Really?
Yeah, and that is...
Well, it's not a good movie.
Is it not a good movie?
Well, no, that's not...
Because I want to see it.
That's not what people are saying. Because it's rating, like, decently, like 75%.
Okay.
But it just flopped. I don't know, who knows? Monetarily, it flopped.
Yeah, a lot of that has to do with marketing budget and everything else also. Fastidious says Battleborn is a MOBA, not a shooter, so... So I guess he would compare it closer to Smite than anything else.
No, dude, he's so wrong.
Anyways, maybe, what was the other one? Paragon.
Mm-hmm. No.
All right, what's next?
It's straight up, what is it?
Ability shooter?
No, the fucking goddamn...
Team Fortress?
Bobby, help me out here. The last one was on the moon.
Call of Duty. Infinite Warfare.
The last one was on the moon. There's two... Part one,
Borderlands?
Part two. Borderlands. It's straight Borderlands.
Oh, my God. See, this is why the game failed, because nobody knows what the fuck it is. They keep trying to, like, generalize it with all the other games.
It's Borderlands. It's a multiplayer Borderlands.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Next article,
De Novo DRM affecting performance in Rime.
So, Rime was recently cracked, and when they went about in the cracking, they looked in and they saw the De Novo DRM was making hundreds of thousands of calls as opposed to like a couple hundred for other games. And so De Novo declared that it wasn't affecting the Rime performance at all. But all these people are seeing that the performance is now better with the cracked version of it, which removed just the DRM. So my question is, obviously DRM's not going around, going away. Pirating is an issue for video games. So my question is it worth having a performance hit to get a DRM if you were a developer? Would you take the hit?
It depends on how it affects your bottom line, honestly. I mean, they got to protect their investment. I can't blame them for that.
If we made a game, I think we have to start free-to-play. Just like the mobile space. You have to, like...
Because pirating is so... a proliferate that you just have to do free
especially
to play,
like a single player first person shooter or what is it, immersive sim?
Fuck, like, immersive sim.
Yeah, like Prey. There's probably they lost half their money to.
Basically, the developer.
It is Rhyme, though. I've seen a lot of talk about Rhyme.
I want to play this. It's kind of like a third-person puzzle game. It looks a little bit like... fuck. What was that one game? Now I'm drawing a blank. Anyways, it looks interesting. It's a puzzle game.
Witness?
It's called Rhyme, R-I-M-E. The Witness was first person, though. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, but...
It's kind of similar to that, though. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The developer had said when it got cracked, they were going to remove the DRM. So they are releasing a non-DRM one. So if you bought the game, don't get the cracked version to get a performance improvement. They're going to come out with a non-DRM one. So that's all on
that
one.
It's so weird, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's a weird situation.
Yeah. It sucks. Just all the way around for everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Payday 2 is going free to play.
Not free to play.
Oh, free.
Payday 2 is doing an ultimate edition, which includes all the DLC. So going along with that, they've just said they are going to give out 5 million copies of the game.
The base game?
The base game. So if you don't have Payday 2, you can go into Steam right this minute, and the option to buy it is just lists free. So you can just fucking click on it right now and get Payday 2. So if you haven't bought Payday 2 yet, go into Steam right now and purchase it. Be one of those 5 million people that get the free version.
And they're notorious for making fun DLCs. Like, they'll tie in with other games a lot. They'll do kind of like me, whatever.
They did the Hotline Miami tie in
and
everything.
A bunch of stuff.
So some might say
really
too
fun
much.
DLCs. They're not bullshit DLCs.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of bullshit DLC. Well, maybe in that game. There's so much DLC for this game. So they're going to release an ultimate edition that includes all of this DLC?
I'm not sure if it's all of it or a lot of the DLC.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting the base game.
So the base game is basically free if you go right now. And then you can upgrade to the Ultimate Edition for a price or whatever. But they want more people playing it. So they're just giving away 5 million copies, which I think is a cool idea.
And we can all agree that the base game is solid as shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we both love
it. It's a great game. And one of the good things about the DLC is if somebody has that and they host the game, like the DLC includes missions. You can play those even though you don't own the DLC. Just the person hosting it has to have it.
Basically, the game plays a lot like the intro scene in The Dark Knight Rises where the Joker robs that bank with those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And Bobby's the mastermind, and he's yelling at these people. He wants to shoot us in the head, but he can't because he needs trigger men. But basically, that's how it plays
Payday out. Is an awesome idea because
it's a really good idea.
You start off like without masks on, and you try to be as stealthy as possible to get stuff done. But at some point, it all goes haywire, and you throw the mask on, and then it's like a shooter, and fucking cops are coming.
Jeff was so nice. He said, at some point, it all goes haywire. What he meant was, at some point, Emilio gets mad and shoots the bank teller in the head.
But right, Bobby? You can stealth through all these missions?
On certain missions. Certain missions you can go completely stealth.
Yeah, so...
You can spec into, like, a bunch of shit.
There's been so really many iterations good. Of this game. It's changed so many times. If I were to go back and play this game now, it'd be completely different than the last time I played it. I got about 30 hours in the first one and maybe 50 or 60 in the second one. I played a good amount of Payday 2, but they keep changing it a lot.
Yeah, and HOTS came out after that.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Cool.
All right. Apple partners with AMD for graphics card solutions. Good thing for gamers. This is coming from Tech Night. You know what? The new iMac Pro was announced not too long ago, and that has AMD graphics in it. And it looks amazing. And the iMac Pro, the old iMac Pro that was announced a couple years ago, was that black cylinder thing. Looked really cool. But then you plug in all the cables, and it looks ugly. This new iMac Pro has...
It's
the traditional. I'll bring up a picture of it. It's like the older ones where the screen is actually built in. It has a 5K screen.
Oh, wow.
But it looks amazing.
5K?
Mm-hmm. And it is going for...
Dude, the 8Ks are coming.
Holy shit.
The 8Ks not the are iMac. I'm sorry. The iMacs are much older. The Mac Pro. Yeah. Let me pull up a picture for you here. But they start at like $5,000. Apple always charges a lot more for their hardware, and for good reason. It's a quality product.
And
a lot of people don't understand that. Yeah, they last forever. As someone who's dealt with volume, like I know which products are going to last and which ones aren't.
You literally worked in a PC refurbishing, fixing environment, right?
Well, yeah, but that hasn't taught me as much as my current job where I'm dealing with hundreds and hundreds of computers.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, so when I mean volume, I mean we get a bunch of these at one time, and I watch like a ton of these little chintzy Windows laptops go back to repair, have to get replaced or have issues with them, but they cost a lot less, and then we get the Macs that just last for like 10 solid years. Mm. And that's around kids, dude.
Damn.
Kids, like if you have kids or if you're in a school environment, hardware lasts half as long. Like, you will burn out. Your projector lasts half as long. Your laptop, half as long. Like, they just ruin shit.
You're talking to about three people at this thing. Keep going.
Okay. Let me see if I can bring up... that's the MacBook Pro. That's the one I have, except with that little slider bar.
So, why do you think they went with AMD? Is it because Macs are generally used for more, like, video editing and stuff like that?
No, I'll tell you right now. And AMD went in there and gave them the bottom line. Way under NVIDIA.
You think so?
100%, yeah.
Well, AMD cards are better for crunching the numbers. So if you're going to be like Bitcoin mining or doing video editing, then sometimes you can get better performance with an AMD card.
And that's what I'm saying. And Macs are more for video editing. And
yeah, a lot of people use it for Photoshop.
Is
Final
AMD
Cut Pro.
Better for that sort of stuff also?
I don't know if it's better or not. It definitely works for it, and it quite possibly is better, and it's cheaper. So... yeah, well, I think it's a better choice.
Clown Lotion says, can confirm kids are the worst.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
it's
true.
Like I always say, man, kids ruin everything, starting with their mother's vagina.
Whoa! Wow. The ripping and the tearing. Yep.
To get back on track here, I think this is just good for gamers in general because I feel like if AMD goes away and it's just NVIDIA, we might get some stagnation.
It's stagnation, yeah.
But at least we have some competition.
At least
here.
They're playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will fully support AMD sticking around.
You can't have Jordan without Scottie Pippen.
Well, they were on the same team.
No, I know, but he needed him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Even though he's vastly inferior.
I think that's it for news that we got going on.
Yep, believe so. I think that's it for the show.
You want to plug some things while we're here at the end?
Just iTunes or, hey, refer us to a friend. That helps, too. And also check out the survey. If you haven't done the survey, dlgaming.net. That's also where you can buy some merchandise if you want to get us on a T-shirt. And also anything you buy on dlgamer.us through our website. If you click the link on dlgaming.net, you can support us that way.
And, yeah, so I guess speaking
of
chat.
Do we want to talk about anything for next week?
I want to play more ASL.
Yeah, I'm down.
I want to keep running that.
You guys should check out Super Hot too if you have my account linked.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm going to be. Oh, I had something planned for next week too, and I can't remember what it was at this point. I'll be playing some game. I can't remember which one it is.
You've got thousands of dollars. I think you should be buying a lot of games.
Yeah, no, I have something. I picked up something, and I was like really excited to play it, and I can't remember what it is now.
Is it HOTS 2.0?
So you put $1,500 in HOTS. How much money did we put into WoW over the years?
Oh, way more than that.
You think?
So
think about how many?
We're talking $12
a month. $13
a month.
When we started, really it was 12.
It was $12.99.
Yeah.
Which is $13.
No, dude. $12.99 is clearly $12.
Okay.
Okay.
So $12 a month times 12, that's $144, right?
Yeah.
So
not many years, dude. It's
and think
close.
Of all 10 the years money of that. You're saving by not going out and doing stuff when you're at home playing HOTS. See, that's how I rationalized it. Like I'm not going out, you know, spending all this money at the bar or doing anything like that. I'm staying at home for $13 a month. I'm completely occupied.
That's how I justified the thing. I used to have girlfriends suck my dick while I was playing EverQuest. Like
quit
that was
lying.
My love life.
You've never had girlfriends.
And we'd have arguments while I was playing EverQuest. Everything happened while we were having EverQuest.
It's true.
Anyway.
So while I was playing EverQuest with you, what? You're getting fellatiated?
Yeah.
God damn it.
So last night, we were at a party, and there was three couples left at the end of the night. And the host party member, I guess, was like this blonde chick who's in her, like, whatever. So she's like...
This is drunk Amila talking about that.
Yeah, everybody's arm wrestling. And the only way she can beat me is with titties. So she's pulling down her shirt. And she's like showing me her nipples. Like from the top. trying to distract me, but still, I'm just crushing her. Like, I'm never going to, I will never let a girl win, ever. And Sam's right there. Like, nothing weird was going on. And so for that, speaking for Bobby, Chad, and Emilio, arm wrestling titties.
All right. I like it.